Today's shiur will be beginning on Daf Samach Beis Omid Aleph in Maseches Bava Basra. We recommend printing out the Daf, and even better, ordering your volume, the Shas Ozer of Maseches Bava Basra, for the purpose of following the shiur. The issue that the Gemara is dealing with is demarcation of fields of property being sold, and what is included and what is not included in that demarcation. Before we proceed into the Gemara itself, we'll take advantage of the marking system and the introduction thereof. On the outside of the page, you notice a heading, Nosei Mivneh. That indicates a topical introduction and an explanation of what the markings are going to do. So you can see in the text of the Gemara the triangle form. All geometric forms indicate some form of series or something of a repetitive nature. In this case, the note on the outside explains Dugmaois, Shoinois, Shel, Mechirois, Sodois, Alpi, Tsiune, Hametzarim. Different examples of sales of fields based on demarcating the boundaries. There appears a Roman numeral 1 and 2 in the text. That's explained over here on the outside margin. Shnei mikrim shemuzkar shetach sodeh betsuras rosh tur. Two examples of a field with a diagonal border. Literally, rosh tur would be the head of an ox, but if you exercise your imagination, you know that the head is wide and it tapers off to the snout, indicating something of a diagonal nature. B'mikre harishon, Rav lo omar hochi me'atzmo. In the first example, Rav himself is not going to suggest the diagonal form of demarcation. However, ma'she'en kein b'mikre hasheni, in the second example, we'll see that Rav himself offers that suggestion. Now, in the text, Meitzar lo, meitzar echot oruch, umeitzar echot kotzar. To appreciate the case, we'll glance at the Rashbam on the second line. Meitzar lo, hamocher, sode lechavero, b'shtar hamechira, someone who's selling a field with a sale contract. Meitzar ma'arovi oruch mea amon. He indicates in the shtar that the western boundary of the field I'm selling is 100 amas long. Umeitzar mizrochi, the opposite side, the eastern boundary, kenegdo kotzer, chamishim amo. He says that the seller indicates that the eastern boundary is 50 amos long. Sholigia elo ad chatzia sode, and that 50 amos would only reach half the field. Umeitza shel tzofon v'dorom, mimin usmol, the north and south boundaries, in the case that the Rashbam is presenting, since the top is the east and the bottom is the west, so the right hand side will be the south and the left hand side will be the north, and there the north and south are both running from east to west. Min hamizrach ad hamarov kozeh, and the Rashbam indicates that you can glance at the diagram that's written into the Gemara itself. So that's the field that's being described. The question is, how much of the seller's field is being sold? Is the long western boundary the koveya, that which establishes the din, or the short eastern boundary? In other words, is he selling all of the field or half of the field? As we continue in the Gemara, we notice Rav's name is circled, Omar Rav, lo kono elo keneged hakotzer. Rav rules that the purchaser receives the field only opposite the shorter boundary, namely half of the field. Omrule Rav Kanav Ravasi l'Rav. They, Rav Kanav Ravasi, addressed Rav and asked him, v'yikne keneged roish tur, why not say that you would draw a diagonal line from the end of the short boundary, the short side, that was short meaning short as was indicated in the shtar, in the contract, and draw a diagonal from that, from the end of the short boundary to the corner of the long boundary. And you can see an illustration, the second illustration of the on the page would indicate something like that. Well, Rav heard this suggestion. Shosik Rav. Rav remained quiet, did not respond. However, in another case, that according to the Rashbam, a case that was actually taught before this event where Rav kept quiet, Umoide Rav, Rav conceded in a different case that you would draw a diagonal boundary. Hecha de'ika meitzar Reuven v'Shimon mechad gisa u'meitzar Levi v'Yehuda mechad gisa. Someone is selling a field, and on one side of the field, the neighbors that are there are Reuven and Shimon, and on the opposite side, there are two other neighbors, namely Levi and Yehuda. Now, if he was interested in selling only half of the field, namely opposite the narrow side, that opposite the short boundary, midahavele lemichtav meitzar Levi keneged meitzar Reuven, if he wanted to sell only the short or half the field, he would have indicated the boundary of that which I'm selling to you is bounded on one side by Levi and on the opposite side by Reuven. Velo kosavle, and he didn't write it that way. Shma mino keneged roish tur hu de omar le. In order to appreciate what we just learned in the Gemara, we'll take a look at the Rashbam's commentary. First, starting with the Rashbam, toward the end of the narrow section, Umoide Rav, Mekami de'ishtik, Rav conceded before the event where he kept quiet, Avol Boser de'ishtik, after the event where Rav Kahana and Rav Asi had pointed out, why not draw a diagonal boundary, Odi b'travayu, Rav actually conceded both cases, to measure or to draw the boundary in a diagonal. Now, to get into the case that was indicated by the Roman number 2 in the Gemara, we continue with the Rashbam. Hecho de'iko meitzar Reuven v'Shimon mizrach u'meitzar Levi v'Yehuda kenegdon b'ma'arov. As we indicated before, a field is being sold where on one side, on the eastern side, there exists neighbors Reuven and Shimon, and Levi and Yehuda on the western side. You can see this in the diagram that appears in the Gemara as well. The would be the third diagram on the page. You notice right above that diagram, you notice Reuven and Shimon, and we've written in to the diagram Mizrach, and on the bottom of that same diagram we've written in Ma'arov, where you have Levi and Yehuda. V'reichav hasode kuf amo. The width of the field is 100 amos. V'avi meitzar Levi keneged Reuven nun amo. The border of Levi is opposite the border of Reuven. Their border is a 50 amma border. V'chein meitzar Yehuda keneged Shimon nun amo. And likewise, as we see Yehuda is positioned opposite Shimon, they too have 50 amma borders. If you add up Reuven and Shimon's border, you get a border of 100 ammas. And likewise, on the bottom, the Ma'arov side, add up Levi and Yehuda's border, you get also 100 amas. Hence, the field being sold, the field in the picture, is a field measuring 100 amas by 100 amas. V'kosav lo b'shtar, meitzar Reuven v'Shimon min ha-mizrach. The seller says as follows, the field I'm selling you has as a boundary Reuven and Shimon on the eastern side. So, how long is that boundary? Reuven plus Shimon is 100 amas. U'meitzar Yehuda min ha-marov. And who does he mention on the southern side? Only Yehuda. That's 50 amas. Dahainu Meitzar Ma'arovi Kotzer. That means that as he's delineating the field that he's selling, he's giving a short Ma'arov, western border. The Levi Lo Hizkir, he didn't mention Levi in this contract. Hocho Moide Rav, the Yakne, Keneged, Rosh Tur. In this case, Rav concedes that the sale would be with a diagonal border. If the seller was interested in selling just half the field, he should have stated thusly, Vishimon Keneged Yehuda. Klomar, Meitzar Mizrahi, Shu Oroich, the eastern boundary, which is long, Lo Yikne Elo, Yehuda, Keneged Shimon, Dainu Chatzi HaSodeh. If he would have said that, then it would have been understood he's selling him only half the field, namely the section bounded by Yehuda on one side and opposite him, Shimon, on the other. Umidolokos of Hochishma Mino, Keneged Rosh Tur Komarle. This shows clearly to Rav that he's creating a diagonal border by the fact he didn't delineate Yehuda opposite Shimon, giving you a short border. The Rashbam continues in explaining how this is different in Rav's eyes from the case before, but we're going to go on in the Gemara itself. We have another case, as indicated by an additional triangle. The triangles that we indicated before were a series of sales fields with delineated boundaries. Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Umarov, Meitzar Shimoin Tzofon Vidorom. Fellow writes into a shtar, I'm selling you a field that has on the east and western sides. Reuven owns fields, and on the northern and southern sides, Shimon owns fields. Before we go on in the Gemara itself, as we've seen time and time again in Bava Basra, the Gemara itself is rather terse. The Rashbam elaborates. We'll take a look in the Rashbam. Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Umarov. Hamocher Soda Lechavero V'rotze Lichtov Meitzarea. Someone is interested in selling a field and wants to write the borders into the contract. And he has a neighbor who has two fields, one on the east and one on the west. Lo yichtov lo istam, the seller should not write, Sode zu shani moichelo hare hi besoich sodos Reuven v'Shimon. I'm selling you a field that's contained within the fields owned by Reuven and Shimon. Why? Because if he does such a thing, the osi le miflag le balachsoin kozeh, he would end up selling him, the buyer would end up losing a lot, a strip of land forming a diagonal, as is illustrated in the Rashbam. If you look at that diagonal strip of land, in fact, v'nimtza shenotel etzel meitzar Reuven v'Shimon, you notice that it's a piece of land that is bound by Reuven and Shimon. Avo kishekosev meitzar Reuven ruchin tartin u'meitzar Shimon ruchin tartin, which is found in the Gemara. We haven't read that section yet, but if he would write into the contract, I'm selling you a field that has two of its boundaries Reuven and two of its boundaries, Shimon, Hare Arba Ruchois, he has delineated four solid boundaries. The Kol Shekeinim Yichtov Lo Beferush, and all the more so if he would write as follows, Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Umarov, Meitzar Shimon Sofon Vedorom, the Shapir Domi, that would be very clear in delineating a complete field, not a strip of land of a diagonal form. So we go back into the Gemara. As we saw, we can read the same line again. Meitzar Reuven Mizrach Umarov, Meitzar Shimon Sofon Vedorom. Tzorech lemichtav le, the seller would have to write into the shtar if there is intent to sell the entire field. Meitzar Reuven Ruchin Train, Umeitzar Shimon Ruchin Train. Namely, The borders of Reuven, Reuven train, are two sides of the field being sold, and Shimon is on two sides of the field being sold. Before we continue in the Gemara, we'll take a look at the topic heading on the side, Nosei. Sidra shel she'elois v'inyon simune hagvulos meguvonos uma nichlal b'mechira. It's a series of questions, they're very short questions as they're presented, regarding delineation of boundaries in different forms and what would be included if this is, if the delineation is as follows. So in the Gemara, Ibai Eloho, Siem, Lo, the word Siem in this context, the Rashbam points out, is like the word Simon, where he's delineating boundaries. So he delineates boundaries, Siem, Lo, Es Hakronois, Mahu. That's the first question, as indicated by the one that has been written into the Gemara. Afterwards is another question, Kamin, Gam, Mahu. What if the boundaries are delineated like a Greek letter gamma, which is similar in shape to a final chaf in Hebrew, a right angle? The Gemara has a third question, Besirugin Mahu. And as far as these questions are concerned, the Gemara leaves off with a teku, that it's unresolved. To appreciate, of course, what each one of these examples, or which each one of these questions was being, form of each question, we ought to look in the Rashbam. So we glance down, Siem Lo Es Hakronos, on the lower part of Samach Beis Omed Aleph. Loshon Simon, Shal Yusodos Harbe Shal Bnei Odom Makifin Oso. Talking about a case of a field that's being sold that is surrounded by numerous neighbors. As far as the delineation of the field being sold, what's mentioned in the contract? Those people that own property on the four corners, outside the four corners. Aval orka v'rochba lo meitzar klal. But as far as a continuous boundary, length and width, he doesn't delineate the entire boundary. There might be 25 people owning property surrounding the field being sold. So he only mentions in the contract, I'm selling you a piece of land bounded by Reuven on the one corner, Shimon on the other corner, Levi on the third corner, and Yehuda on the fourth corner. What is included? And here the Rashbam presents two sides, Aleph, O Dilma, Beis. Mi Amrinon, Ein Derech Limkor Kronos Asodeh. It's unusual. It's not common to have corners sold. Ela Kol Hasodeh Shebesocha Kronos Mochalo. Rather, many of you might remember picture albums. This goes back many years. Today they have these magnetic type clear page picture albums. Once upon a time, there were little corners you would paste into a picture album and then insert the corner of the photograph into these little paste-in corners. That would hold it in place. So imagine someone was delineating a field like that, just focusing on the corners. It would be unusual that that small section is what's being contained in the sale, but rather, just like in our analogy to the picture corners, the little corners hold the entire photograph, so too the corners that he delineated here contain the entire field. The Mishimochi Siem Lo Kronosov. And that's why he mentioned the corners, because he understood that the corners, in effect, serve to contain the entire field. O Dilma, or possibly, Lo mochalo elo telem be'alachsoin mikeren lekeren shti v'orev kozeh. Maybe by delineating the corners, his intent was to sell him two strips of land forming an X, like you see in the picture. Notice Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda surrounding this piece of field, and all that's really being sold might be just two strips of land that would form the white in the Rashbam picture. The second question was Kamin Gam. What is that? What form is that? Ois Yevonis. First of all, the Rashbam tells you Gam is a reference to a Greek letter, the Doime Lechof, and it's similar to the final Chof in Hebrew, the printed final Chof. Kegoin Shemetzer Lo Keren Droimis Mizrachis, the Keren Svoinis Marovis. As you can see illustrated in the Rashbam picture, he delineated neighbors living, having property at the southeastern corner and the northwestern corner. V'nimtza shemeitzar t'chila kol ruach kozeh. When you say southeast, so you're saying really south and east, you're mentioning south and east. And when you say northwest, you're also mentioning north and west. Hence, in the instructions, you're hearing four sides. As the Rashbam just said, v'nimtza shemeitzar t'chila kol ruach kozeh. Im timtze lomar gabi siem lo esakronos. If you say, as the case is in the case before, the lokona elo keneged akronos, that the seller is selling only the X, meaning two strips of land forming an X, that's why is that? Hainu mishum dehosam lo siemes haruchos. He didn't make any mention of the directions, the sides, namely east, west, north, south. Here, in this contract, he mentioned something about northeast and southwest. He mentioned the directions. So here, Avalhocha Shemetzar Tchilas Kol Aruchos, Kemi Shemetzar Es Kulon Domi, the Kona HaKol. And therefore, by mentioning southeast, northwest, you're mentioning all the sides. Therefore, that's reason for him to acquire, for the buyer to get the entire field contained therein. O dimo lo kono elo ba'alachson kozeh. Or possibly the buyer receives only a parcel of land fitting into the diagonal as is illustrated in this final Rashbam picture. The final case in this series of questions was the issue of sirugin. To appreciate that, we will take a look at the Rashbam picture. Notice in the picture you have on the top of the picture Reuven and Shimon, and as you continue counterclockwise you notice Levi, Yehuda, and then at the bottom, as a result of a slight change in girsa, we have to note, you would note Yisochar and then Zvulun, and finally Yosef and Binyamin. What's the case? So here, once again, it's necessary to look at the Rashbam. Besirugin mahu kegon shoyu makifan oisoi shmoyne b'nei odom. Imagine a field surrounded by a total of eight neighbors. Shnayim l'chol ruach, Reuven v'Shimon min ha-Mizrach, Levi v'Yuda min ha-Tzafon, Yisochar u'Zvulun min ha-Marov, Yosef u'Binyamin min ha-Dorom. As we mentioned when we initially looked at the picture, those are the eight people surrounding this field. The Kosav, Reuven, Meitzar, Mizrach, and the seller writes the following, that Reuven is on the eastern boundary. But we happen to know that not Reuven is there. He's not there alone. There's also Shimon. But what does the seller write? The seller writes, Reuven on the east. And what else does he write? Levi, Meitzar, Tzofon. Yisochar, Meitzar, Marov. Yosef, Meitzar, Dorom. He's mentioning only one of the two people on each side. Im timtzelomar kemin gam lokono ela ba'alachson. If you would like to suggest that the previous question that had those two right angles, northeast and southwest, or vice versa, that was mentioned, and that there he got only a diagonal strip of land. Hainu mishum de derech limkor telem echod bein shnei sodois. Why is that a possibility, because it is not unusual to have a diagonal parcel of land sold, a diagonal parcel or strip of land that separates two fields. Avol ein derech limkor besirugin. But it's very, very unlikely that someone would sell in a staggered fashion. V'raglayim ledovar, and it seems reasonable to say, suspect or reasonable or suggested to say, the Torah choyalo lichtov kulam, that the seller was simply overburdened to write every single neighbor around the field. V'dilgam b'sirugin, so he chose to mention them in a staggered fashion. Litein meitzar b'chol dalet ruchos, in order to account for some of the boundary on each side. Oh, dilma, hachinami lo mochar elo keneged oison shel meitzar u'malachson kozeh. Or possibly, by the fact that he, in fact, mentioned them in a staggered fashion, he was selling them in a staggered way. As you can see in the illustration, he mentioned Reuven. So the section of land opposite Reuven, that he sold. But as you continue around, Reuven, yes, he mentioned Reuven. Shimon, he didn't mention. Hence, the parcel of land opposite Shimon was not included in the sale. And as you continue around counterclockwise, you'll notice that the names that he mentioned, he intended to sell the land opposite them. Those that are not mentioned, he did not intend to have the land opposite them being sold. And the expected outcome would be something like is illustrated in the Rashbam. As you see, we have another triangle. This is a continuation of the series started on Omid Aleph of different cases of field sales as their boundaries are delineated. Meitzar lo, meitzar rishon, or meitzar sheni, or meitzar shlishi. The seller indicates in the contract a boundary on three sides. He delineates the boundary on three sides. Umeitzar revi lo meitzar lo. But he didn't mention anything about the boundary on the fourth side. As we've been learning Maseches Bava Basra, we've been referencing the Pirush Chai, the Book of Illustrations, written by Rav Chaim Porush. And here we can take advantage of illustration 536. These are illustrations 536, 537, and 538 correspond to the three opinions that the Gemara will be presenting regarding sale of a field without the fourth side being demarcated. Omar Rav, illustration 536, Kono HaKoil Chutz Mimeitza Ravi. The buyer gets everything except for that which is on the fourth boundary, fourth side. Ushmul amar afilu meitzar revi'i kono. As far as Shmuel is concerned, as you can see in the picture, the field is shaded in all the way up to the fourth side as well, as opposed to the section on the fourth side in Rav's illustration in 536, the fourth side, that strip of land would have not been included in the sale. Rav Asi, Omar lo kono elotelem echod al pene kula. Rav Asi, very restrictive in his approach. He's illustrated in 538 that the sale includes a mere row or strip of land running along the three sides of the field. How did Rav Asi come to this conclusion? Sovar lo kirav, domar shiurei shayer. He accepts Rav's premise that since the fourth side was left out of the contract, the seller is leaving out something of the field. We saw already, in Rav's opinion, the strip of land on the fourth side was not included in the sale. Rav Asi accepts that approach, that something's being left out. And he just goes further. He says, since he, just as you see him leaving out on the border, he's actually leaving out most of the field as well, leaving as far as the sale is concerned only strips of land running along the three sides, as we saw illustrated. We continue in the Gemara, and we notice new geometric forms. Let us take advantage of the Mivneh commentary on the side. The diamonds represent Shtei Lashonos Berova, two versions. As you glance in the Gemara, you notice the first diamond with a Roman numeral 1 between the Tosfos and the Gemara, and a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this particular version of Rava. And at the end of that, there appears a number 2 with a, in the middle of the line, Iko Diamri, is squiggle underlined. The squiggle underline is used very often to point out the point at which the Gemara gives you an alternative version. In this case, this is a second version of Rava, also accompanied by a vertical dashed line running between the Gemara and the Tosfos, indicating the length of this version. There's some more markings that we'll take note of. There's a double underline, and in the comment on the side of the page, that highlights the expression "velo amoron ella," an expression meaning something that's qualified. That whatever we see Rava saying at the opening of these versions, it will be qualified. We also noted a 1 and a 2, the Roman numerals 1 and 2. So let's take a look at the note. Lefi Lishna Rishona, according to the first version of Rava, Ze Shemuvla Have Shikul Machria. The fact that something is absorbed within, a boundary that's absorbed within, or a piece of land that's absorbed within, we'll have to see the application of that as we go into the Gemara. That will be a deciding factor. According to number 2, Lefi Lishna Shnia, Im Loi Muvla, if a strip of land is not absorbed within outer boundaries, Eino Kolul B'Mechira, then it's not included in the sale, Afilu Im ein oid siba l'reosa, even if there's no other limiting factor. We've also noticed losim lev la nitunim shimofiim b'shnei halashonos. We'll have to take note of three factors that will be appearing or recurring in these two versions. One is the muvla lo muvla factor. Is something contained within or not contained within? Number 2, Richba Bedikla, the issue of the appearance of a row of trees. And number 3, a dimension known as Tisha Kabin, an area of land measuring 9 kav. Of course, at this point, it's not possible to understand what we've just said as far as legal application, but it is important just to hear the variables before going into the Gemara. So we proceed. Omar Rava, Hilchasa, Kono HaKol Chutz Mimetzar Revi'i. By delineating 3 of the 4 boundaries, he acquires, the buyer gets the entire field, with the exception of the 4th boundary, the strip of land on the 4th side. And this reminds us of Shitas Rav. We can also take advantage of illustration 540 as we proceed further in the Gemara. Velo Amoron Ella, that which we just said, that the 4th side, we said he's Lo Kona Meitza Ravi, he doesn't get the 4th side, the strip of land on the 4th side, Ella Velo amoran elo delo mivla. Avol mivla kona. If that boundary is mivla, is absorbed in the three sides, as illustrated in 541, then by mentioning the three sides, he will gain acquisition of the fourth side as well, as is indicated in the illustration. V'chi lo mivla nami lo amoron, elo di'iko oleho richbo de'dikla, v'havi tishas kabin. And even in the case where the fourth side is not absorbed into the three boundaries, the three neighboring fields that were delineated, even if it was not absorbed in, we said previously that if it's not absorbed within, so he doesn't acquire. That's true, provided that the fourth side that's not absorbed has on it a row of trees, and that the measure of that fourth side is 9 kav. Avol leko oleo richbo de dikla, if that fourth side that's not absorbed within the three boundaries doesn't have a row of trees, velo have tishas kabin, and it doesn't measure 9 kav, afal gav de lo mivla, even though it's not absorbed within, kona, he does acquire. We can deduce from this, michlal dechi mivla, what if something is absorbed within? Afagav deiko la richba de dikla vahavi tishas kabin nami kona. If something is absorbed within the three boundaries, is contained within the three boundaries that he delineated, even if it has all of these positive features, namely, or significant features, namely, it has a row of trees and it's 9 kav in area, it will nevertheless be included in the sale. So let us just remind ourselves of what we mentioned in our introductory comment on the outside of the page. We had mentioned over there, under the heading Roman number 1, that according to this first version, the issue of being absorbed within, contained within, is a deciding factor. Now we see a second version. Iko diamri, Omar Rova. Hilchisa kona hakol vafilu meitzarevi. This Lushan starts off sounding as if he gets everything including the fourth side. Sounds as if the buyer gets a lot. However, this is going to be qualified, and you'll see at the end of the day there's little chance of the buyer getting everything. He says, "Velo amoran elo de mivla." The idea that the buyer will get the fourth side, that's provided it's contained within, it's absorbed within the three neighbors that were delineated. Avolo mivla lo koni. However, if let us say the field within is longer than the field surrounding, in other words, he mentioned the neighbors on the three sides, but the length of their fields didn't go as far as the length of the field contained within, namely the field contained within was longer. It's lo mivla. It's not contained. In other words, the fourth side is not contained within the three fields that were delineated as boundaries. So he's not going to acquire. V'chi mivla nami lo amoron elo deleko lerichbo bedikla v'lo havei tishas kamen. And in the case that it's yes contained within, even then he doesn't get that fourth side. He'll get it only if there's no row of trees on it and it measures less than 9 kav. Avol ikol le richba de dikla v'havi tishas kabin. If that fourth side, which is contained, but it has significance on its own, namely it has a row of trees and it measures 9 kav, lo kona, even though it's absorbed. Michlal, we can deduce, dechi lo muvla, in the event that the fourth side is not included, afagav de leko leo richbo de dikla, o havetishas kabin loy koni. Before we go further, let's take advantage of an additional marking that we did not feature in our introduction, but nevertheless, you might find it helpful in appreciating the difference between Lashon 1 and Lashon 2. Looking at this dashed underline that appears here and also in Lashon 1, what does it say in Lashon 1 as far as the dashed underline is concerned? We've noted there, Michlal Dechi Muvla. We wanted to infer or deduce from what was mentioned that if the fourth side is contained within the boundaries that were mentioned on the three sides, namely, the length of the field being sold was not longer than the neighbor's properties. And we said there, when it's muvla, notice the other expression two lines later, the word kona. According to the first lashon, if something is contained within, he will get it. According to the second lashon, what has been dashed underlined, we noted, michlal dechi lo muvla, if something is not contained within, then lo kona. There's no chance that he'll be able to get it. The Gemara continues assessing these two lashonos. Shaminon mitravayu lishni de Rava. We can deduce from these two versions of Rava some common denominators, namely, de besode lo shir velo midi. As far as the bulk of the field, when three sides are delineated, he is not leaving out anything as far as the basic field is concerned, with the exception of the fourth side. That remains a question. Vishamino nami, we can also conclude the following, common to both lashonos, common to both expressions. Dehecho de mivla veleko ole richba de dikla velo havitishas kabin kona. If the fourth side is absorbed within or contained within the three sides that were delineated, and what about that fourth side of the field? What if it doesn't have a row of trees and it does not have a measure of 9 kav? According to both versions, kona, he acquires it because of its lack of significance. Again, it is contained within. Plus, it lacks significance. It doesn't have a row of trees on it, and it doesn't have the necessary area. Another common conclusion: lo mivla. If the fourth side of the field in question is not contained within the three boundaries that were delineated, ve'ika ale richba dedikla, ve'have tishas kabin. And it has a row of trees on it, this side that's not contained within. Plus, it has a significant area of 9 kav, lo kona. According to both lashonos, the buyer will not acquire it. The fourth point, though, is the point, fourth and fifth points that we'll see now, will be points of question. Mivla ve'iko ale. Fourth side is contained within the boundaries of on the three sides, but it has a row of trees on it, meaning it has significance. Lo mivla veleka ole, or a case where the fourth side is not included within the three boundaries, namely the field being sold was longer than the three sides, the three boundaries that were delineated, velekole, it does not have a row of trees on it. Namely, it has one factor preventing it being sold, namely it's lo mivla. On the other hand, it has a factor enabling it to be sold, meaning that it doesn't have a row of trees, so it doesn't have significance to stand on its own. So what's the din? Regarding cases 4 and 5, what's the din? Itmar lo lahai gisa, vitmar lo lahai gisa. Some say this way, some say that way. Namely, it's dependent on the two lashonos of Rava. So let us try to figure it out on our own. According to the first lashon, we said that being absorbed is a deciding factor. So, if you have something that's muvla, like case 4, even though it has a row of trees on it, but it's muvla, so it will be included in the sale. How do we resolve then cases 4 and 5? So the Gemara concludes, Shuda Dedaini. We leave it up to the judges to decide what the seller had in mind. Was he trying to give the maximum amount, to sell the maximum amount, or possibly no? Let the judges decide based on the way they see and perceive the mindset of the seller. As we continue in the Gemara, we notice new geometric forms. And once again, to appreciate their role, the pre-marked Gemaras that you see on your screen or have already printed out, possibly even ordered your Shas Ozer volume, the geometric forms are accompanied by an explanation on the outside margin. In this case, we've combined the topic heading and the key to the forms under one heading, the Nosei Mivneh. Nosei, the topic, Mivneh, the structure. We notice a house form with Rabo mentioned in quotation marks, namely, when you look into your Gemara page, you notice Rabo has this form around him. Lishonos shel mechiros chelke sodeh. We'll have different expressions indicating someone who's selling part of a piece of property. We've also indicated in the key a squiggle underline, and you'll notice in the Gemara it comes under the expression savri. Abaye makshe al rabo. We find Abaye asking on Rabbah, and as he asks his question, Rabbah Shosak, Rabbah remains silent. The Sovar, hence the word Savri that we've squiggle underlined, Vesovar Abaye Shekibel Dvorov. Abaye thinks that by his silence, his silence is acceptance. And we also noted the volcano form, Velohi. This supposition that Rabbah was accepting Abaye's comment at face value, that's not the case. Rabba lo nichna lekushis Abaye. Rabba doesn't yield to Abaye's question. So as we look in the Gemara, we notice two house forms, two cases that Rabba suggests, illustrates, and Abaye's reactions to them. And finally, we'll notice the rejection of what Abaye is trying to say. Omar Rabo. A fellow says, Palga de Isli Ba'ara. The Rashbam explains, there's a gentleman that owns a piece of property in partnership with someone else. One of the partners is selling to an outsider. And he says, what is contained here in these quotation marks, he says, Palga de is li ba'ara. What is being sold? Palga, which means the entire half that he owns. In other words, this partner is selling out. However, Palga be'ara de isli, if however he uses that expression, then equals riva. Literally a quarter, but it means half of what he owns. If to begin with he owned half of the field because he held it in partnership and he's selling out half of his holding, it comes out to be a quarter of the entire field. Omar le Abaye, maishno hochi u maishno hochi. As far as Abaye is concerned, the differences in nuance don't figure over here. So as far as Abaye is concerned, both of these lashonos ought to have the same outcome. Namely, just as palgo de is li ba'ara, namely the first expression, resulted in the entire half that he owned being sold, so too the second expression of Pal Gabara Disli should result in the same thing. Velohi. No, we must go back a line. Ishtik, meaning Rabba did not respond. Omar Abaye. Ano Savri midi Ishtik Kibuli Kibla. I thought that from the fact that Rabba remained silent, he was accepting my point, namely, don't make a distinction between the two Lashonas. Velohi, but that's not the case, says Abaye, because Chazino Hano Shtori, I saw contracts, Dinafki Mibe Mor, that were issued from the Beis Din of Rabba, the Kosiv Behu Hachi, and in those contracts, in fact, I noticed a distinction made as Rabba originally said, namely, Palga de Isli Ba'ara, the result was Palga. That if the Lashon of Palisli Baro was used, the partner was selling out completely his entire half. However, Palga Baro de Isli resulted in Riva, resulted in half of his half, namely a quarter of the entire field. Another case, Vioma Rabo. Meitzar Aro Demino Pliga Palga. However, Meitzar Aro Demino Psika Tisho Kabin. To appreciate the meaning of this and the two expressions, we'll look at the Rashbam. He's found toward the bottom. Meitzar Aro Demino Palga Palga. Ruvain Shoyolo Sode, Umochar Miktsoso Lishimoin. Ruvain owned a field and he was selling part of it to Shimon, Litzad Ma'arov. He was selling the western side of his field to Shimon. Umitzad Mizroch Ikev La'atzmo, but on the eastern side, he was withholding that for himself. Velo piresh kama mochar v'kama shir liatzmo. The seller, Ruvain, did not indicate how much he was selling and how much he was retaining for himself. Elo kach kosav hamitzorim. Rather, thusly, he stated the boundaries. Sode ploni shani mocher leploni. The field that I'm selling to so-and-so. Mitzad Marov Levi. On the western side, the western extreme, is Levi. Umitzad Mizroch Aro Demino Palgo Hakarka Atzmoshi Sheli Shechaluko Mimeno Zushemocharti. And on the eastern side of the field I'm selling you is a piece of property that I'm retaining for myself. Hu Meitzar Mizrochi Shelo. That is its eastern boundary. So by using this expression, Palga Mochar Lo. Why? How do I know that the seller is selling half of his field? Do Komar Demino Palga, because he used the expression from it one half. Demashma Chaluka L'chatzoin. By saying Palga, the intent is to split it in half. However, if he says that the eastern boundary of the field that I'm selling to you is as follows, Demino Psika, Mashma Sode Horuyo Lifsok Mikarka Acheres, a size of land, an area of land that's reasonable to be split off from another piece. Da'inu l'chol apochos tisha kabin. The minimum area of significance, and we've seen this earlier in the Masichta, the minimum area of significance is 9 kav. Kinesnan, the perek rishon ein chokin asachotzer, and it says, v'lo asasoda ad sheibo tisha kam lazeh, v'tisha kam lazeh. Psika, that word, mashma mechutoch mimeno. Something cut off from something else, something separated from something else? Hamuat min hamaruba. A small amount separated from a large amount. Therefore, in the first expression, under Rabbo's name here, which is noted by Aleph, the seller would receive one half of the buyer, of the buyer would receive one half of the land owned by the seller. In the second Lashon, when he says, Meitzer Ara Demino Psika, he says, the boundary of the land I'm selling to you is my land from which was cut off something for you. So by saying cut off something for you, so what's the buyer going to receive? That the minimum amount of significant land, namely 9 kav. Continuing in the Gemara, Amar Le Abaye, Maishno Hochi Umaishno Hochi. Once again, Abaye doesn't seem to feel that there should be a distinction made between these two Lashonos, whether it be Palga or Psika. Ishtik, Rabbo didn't respond. Savor Mina, so Abaye thought, Edi V'Edi Palga, that the result in sale would result in one half of the land being sold, regardless of which Lashon is used, Palga or Psika. Velohi. And yet, what Abaye thought to be concluded is not so. The Omar Rabo, the Omar Rav Yemar Bar Shalmiya, the Didi Mifrishali Minei de Abaye. It was explained to me from Abaye himself. Bain Meitzar Ara de Mino Palga, whether that expression is used, Ubain Meitzar Ara de Mino Psika, or that expression. It all depends. E Omar Le Ilin Mitzar Neha, if he adds into the contract this expression, namely, and these are its boundaries, then Palga. Then the seller is intending to sell a complete half. Lo Amarle Eilin Mitzar Neha, if he doesn't include that expression, then Tisha Kabin. The Rashbam points out that by using an extra expression, namely, and these are the boundaries, he's intending to add something to increase the strength of the buyer. Hence, if he adds that expression, then he would get a complete half. With this, we conclude our shiur for today.